Dennis, Tim Carter, probably don't care much about thermostats and cars. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. How you doing?
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you?
Great to have you here, buddy.
Great, great. Thanks for taking my call. Tim, I emailed you last week about building a shower and a house renovation that I'm doing. And I've got some questions that I'm running into on how to treat the liner pan with respect to the shower seat that I'm building into this. And I'm having a little difficulty imagining how to take the shower pan. First of all, I read your ebook on shower pans, and that is terrific. I only wish that I had read that before I actually framed the shower.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem that most people have. They like do the framing, and then all of a sudden they think, okay. I know because I get emails like yours where they go, okay, now next step, shower pan liner. So they go out on the internet, they research it, then they get the ebook, and then they go, oh man.
Exactly right.
What? Yeah. Why didn't I put those studs apart?
Yeah, exactly. Putting the studs apart and building the pre-slope first.
Yeah.
I wish I had done that as well.
Yeah, right. You can do that now. It's not the end of the world. So
okay.
Don't fret about that.
Let's talk about the seat first, because
yes.
I do have a couple of other questions, too. Your email back to me about just treating the mini wall as a regular wall was more obvious than I could comprehend at the time. So thanks for that tip. That makes sense.
Well, what happens? But just so you know, and that's you shouldn't feel bad about that, because that is a very common question. Because people think, gosh, if I penetrate that liner, you know, I'm going to have all kinds of leaks.
Right.
But they forget about this. They forget about the fact that just 6 inches away, you don't even have any liner.
Right.
You know what I mean? In other words, you've got a wall that's above the liner, and you've put a nail through the cement board into a stud.
Right.
See what I mean?
Sure.
I tend to kind of giggle at that, because
yeah.
And I actually had to think that through myself years ago when I was doing it, because imagine me, here I am getting ready to put this piece of Wonder Board on the vertical face of that shower seat. I'm going, oh my gosh, I've got a nail through this liner.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you dummy,
right.
It's not good. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, my
so that's done. You're going to go right. You're going to nail through it. Now, I don't want you putting nails down low. I don't want you putting
right.
nails, you know, an inch up off the bottom of that liner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Sure, that makes sense. Now, Tim, the way that I framed the seat on this was a little bit different than what I had seen in books and in fact on your website. I used 2x6s on the flat and overhung the front 2x6, if you will, to have a slight nose, much like a stair tread would. And my thought for that was to create a little drip edge, which I'm convinced now I may have just overcomplicated things by trying to provide that. Should I just simply cut that off and
yeah.
make a
square
90-degree transition?
Yes, that okay. should be square.
Okay.
You're going to create the lip. What's your shower seat going to be?
A tile.
Okay. Can I talk you out of that?
Sure.
I'd like to see you do a solid piece of marble.
Okay.
It's very affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to a real tile or shop that sells marble and granite, and they will cut you a piece that, you know, I don't care, is 14, 16 inches wide,
mm-hmm.
you know, by ever wide it's got to be.
Right. Now, I do have an angle, much like the picture in your ebook, only the seat is going in the adjacent direction than yours is. And in other words, it's not a square rectangle. It's not a straight rectangle. It's a straight rectangle with one corner.
That's clipped.
Clipped, yeah.
It's not a problem, because what you're going to do is you're going to give them a template.
Okay.
In other words, you'll make
sure.
the exact size out of a piece of plywood, and you hand it to them, and hopefully 2 days later they're going to give you back a piece of marble that's the exact same shape.
Right.
You know,
now, I live in quite a rural area. There's 600 people live in the town I'm in, and the next biggest city is less than 10,000. What am I looking for, a tile yard? There aren't any stone yards in the area that I know of.
Just any place that would hopefully sell marble. Where do you live at?
It's near Mountain Home, Arkansas. It's in the Ozarks.
I think you'd be surprised. I think you'd be shocked that you could find some marble.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I know it sounds crazy. They've got to, this is going to sound a little grim. Who around you makes all the headstones for the graveyards?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Those people deal on it all the time, and they may say, oh, yeah, we, we can get a piece of that, or we can do this, or we've got a piece around. I know it sounds nuts, but that's their business. You know, so I know it sounds crazy, but that's the first place I would start.
Okay.
If you don't happen to have a tile, you know, a marble store in your area.
Right. Well, there are some rather well-outfitted tile distributors in the area, and they sell slab granite and things like that.
Oh, then they're going to have it. They're going to have exactly what you need. Just go there. They're going to have it.
Okay, good.
Now, here's one quick thing, just so you know how this works, how I do it. Make sure I like to see the front of that seat have about a 3/4 inch overhang past the finish wall. You know, so you got to take all that into consideration. In other words, what I would do is actually put all of your Wonder Board, you know, all of your stuff up. You know, get all of your wall, you know, the cement board nailed to the walls.
Okay.
And on the back of the shower seat, the wall above the seat, you know, have that come down right to the liner.
Right.
Okay. On the front.
Now, when you say right to the liner, do you mean literally touching or hold it up?
You can hold it up a 1/4 inch.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, on the face of the shower seat, you know, just below it, where it's coming up from the shower pan liner,
right.
You know, put that piece of cement board on, but make sure that it does not extend above the liner. You know, in other words, I don't want it to be too high. You know,
sure. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I don't want it to be clipping the
and
liner.
And hopefully the seat, when you framed it, the seat's got a little bit of slope to it. You know,
yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, give that a little bit of slope. You know, not much, just, you know, 1/8 of an inch of fall or so.
Now, I'm going to set mud on top of the liner, but below the Wonderboard for that, correct?
That's correct. Here's how the sheet's going to be set. So, see, I was going to explain it to you. So now you've got all the Wonderboard up everywhere. So now you can actually make your template, okay? Because you now know what the width of it is from wall to wall, you know, Wonderboard.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, and you want that marble or that stone to be almost tight. I don't want you to have to wedge it in or you'll crack it, but I also don't want it to be a 1/2 inch gap on either side.
Right.
Because this is how the seat stays in place. Let's imagine that the distance is 36 inches from the Wonderboard to the Wonderboard. So I would order, if it was me, I'd be ordering the seat to be 35 3/4 inches wide. That's what I'd make the template.
Okay.
So that I have 1/8 of an inch of a gap on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now when I go to set the marble in, what happens is I mix up some of the mud. I kind of put it out very evenly, you know, maybe 3/8 of an inch thick, you know, mm-hmm. on the liner. And it's nice and kind of gushy. And I wiggle that seat into position, making sure it's level left to right. Okay, so, and I center it. So there's 1/8 of an inch gap. Now, when I put my wall tile up, do you see how the wall tile is going to cover the marble by 1/8 of an inch?
Yeah, sure, it'll come out.
And it's going to look
splashes.
Oh, it's going to look gorgeous.
Yeah, right.
You know, and if you hold the tile up 1/8 of an inch off the marble and don't grout that, you want to caulk that, you know,
yep.
after you're done. And that's how it's going to look. It's going to be gorgeous.
Just like a tub would be.
Yeah, exactly. But remember, when you make your measurements, take into consideration the fact that the that you're going to have 1/4 inch of tile on the face of that seat wall, because, you know, you want that marble to overhang the finished tile about 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah, okay.
All righty. Anything else?
Yes. Do I not need to put cement board under the piece of marble?
Can no, I put that? You do not. Now, see, now there's a good example. I don't want a nail to penetrate that liner there. In other words, I would never, because I wouldn't know that you're just going to put the mud on the liner.
Okay.
And believe me, and I just told you how to do the width-wise.
Right.
Once the ceramic tile's in place, mm-hmm. it and grouted, you're never going to get that seat out. It's going to be permanently locked in place. There is no need to put a piece of Wonderboard under the seat.
Okay, and all of that is a simpler method than just using something like RedGuard or some type of liquid membrane.
Oh, that's death on a stick, man.
Is it really? Oh.
That's skull and crossbone stuff. There is no way. You couldn't pay me money to have that stuff.
Okay.
Don't even think about it.
Okay.
Okay?
And I should just proceed with the pre-slope on the floor as though I hadn't messed it up?
Yeah, don't worry about that. It's not for many years I didn't do it. I've never had a leak in any of my liners. It's not. If you put the liner in right, and you use the chloralloy, you're never going to have a problem.
And use the what?
I use the CPE liner, the chloralloy. That's the brand I use.
Yeah, PVC. That's what they had where I went.
Yeah, well, if you put it in right, you'll never have a problem.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Well,
all right. Okay,
thank
Dennis.
Thank you so much.
All right, I got to go, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Okay.